We are still heading for that fiscal cliff, now less than 3 weeks away from the across-the-board tax hikes and domestic program cuts. Joining us live this morning, Stephen Fuller, professor of public policy at George Mason University. Professor, whether or not we come to an agreement before we actually go over the cliff, just the fact that we're this close, we're already feeling the impact, aren't we?
We definitely are, and we've been feeling this for quite a while, but it's accelerated.
So give us a little understanding of what is actually happening. Is it small businesses, big businesses, layoffs? What's going on?
Well, first, the whole economy has slowed down since September, both nationally and locally, but it's quite evident locally. And it shows up on the federal sector side first. We have fewer federal employees today than we did a month ago, and it's a trend that's been accelerating now for 18 months. And it suggests that federal agencies aren't filling vacancies as fast, trying to keep some flexibility in their budget. We also see it in professional and business service employment. Those are our two biggest sectors. They represent 35% of all of our jobs. They're high-paying jobs. And the professional and business services sector, at best, is growing at half speed. It is still growing some. Shows we have something here other than just federal and federal-related jobs. But, you know, the office market is flat. We have negative absorption this year and last year in office space. And that's clearly tied to a slowing economy. When you dig down in and see where these slowdowns are, the District of Columbia sees them to the greatest degree. Both business and professional services and government employment are decreasing in the district. Hmm. You know, that's sort of the core industry of the District of Columbia, and it's going negative at this point.
If there is a deal, does that mean some of these jobs that haven't been filled will be filled and things will start to turn around that way?
Well, possibly, I think, but what's going to happen, any kind of deal we see, we're going to see less federal spending. And so these losses may just not accelerate. They'll just stay fairly small. The federal payroll is going down. It hasn't happened in decades. So I think this is probably what we see right now could extend throughout all of next year and beyond. As the federal budget is adjusted downward slightly, we're going to feel it here.
Well, we all know that things have to happen, right? You got to do something from a spending standpoint, but you got to do something from a revenue standpoint. But there's also the attitude about which you approach this. If you are confident that what you're doing will accomplish your goals, then people don't lose confidence. It seems people are losing confidence. Even if a deal gets worked out now, they've lost some confidence.
We've lost confidence. It's showing up in retail spending. The retail employment base is shrinking. So, yes, but, you know, it's interesting when you look at the forecasts, both locally and nationally, as soon as we know what the answer is with the fiscal cliff, the worst-case scenario, something less than that, the economy is poised to grow. It's actually corrected. It's right-sized. It's just waiting to remove this big dose of uncertainty. And it may be a tough half-year in 2013, but, boy, once we get past that, into 14 and 15, is supposed to be gangbusters.
Really? That would be terrific.
What kind of growth?
Well, it's going to be housing, predominantly. Here, we'll see it in new home construction. Big pent-up demand for housing. It's already showing up. Housing data keep getting better. The prices are going up. The supply is going down. There are a lot of businesses in the Washington area that we don't think much about that don't need the federal government to grow them. They're national, regional, global. Washington has a big future. It just, you know, right now it has this big cloud hanging over it, and it's taking an impact, and it will for this quarter's slow quarter.
Do us a favor. Go knock on some doors on Capitol Hill and 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. We need some common sense here. We'd love to see some growth and encouraging news.
Well, this is very serious, and it's only 19 days away, and it won't be a cliff, really, but it will put a cloud on the first half of 2013 that's going to be hard to shed. And so those guys better get working.
Agree with you. Stephen Fuller, professor of public policy at George Mason. Thanks so much.
Good to talk with you.